Well, there you go. That's Marshall Hayne and Dancing in the City, a 12-inch version we had there, taking you back, actually, to quite some time ago when that was out in the charts. And if I can remember correctly, it done not too badly at all. 1978 was actually the year that particular one came out. Well, if you were listening yesterday morning, you would have remembered me playing lots of country music. And this morning, well, not really what you'd call an exception, but we have some country music. Indeed, this morning we have an album which I have never played yet on the Radio Late Show Revival, but this morning you can hear me opening a brand new album, you say. Yes, indeed. Saturday Night at the Club is the name of the album, and indeed I think, just for curiosity's sake, we might get around to playing the very first track, which is Saturday Night at the Movies. No, we'll play Saturday Night at the Club, which is a better title, perhaps. We'll give it a spin right now for you. First time for me to hear it, first time for you too, so it'll be an experience for both of us together to share. These are the Drifters, and indeed the song At the Club goes something like this. We dedicate this one to Joni, and indeed to everyone who was down there in the TV club earlier on, yesterday it was, actually, because it's a brand new day now.
Saturday night has finally come around. swinging show for you. Oh, yes, they do. And the band won't quit till everybody tells them.
There you go. Picked that one up when I was over in London. As I said, it's The Drifters from an album. It's just simply entitled Saturday Night at the Movies. That one called At the Club. Must play a few more from this album eventually. Right. In the meantime, we'll move on with the music. And yesterday morning, we had a nice country session. This morning, we'll do something like it. I think Alice, or is it Rita, or is it Mary? Well, one of those young ladies happens to like this particular record. I think it's Alice, actually.
In the house next door to me, and as usual, his mommy was gone. So he came over this morning and sat down next to me and asked, why does mommy leave me alone? But he'll find out someday why his mommy stays away and why a woman needs arms to hold her tight and that she would stay at home and not leave him all alone if his daddy didn't stay. And I held him close to me, just like I held his daddy last night. He said, I wish I had a mommy like you, just like you. do. And I ask for a mommy like you. And I ask for a mommy like you. Guy, you said that you'd phone when he got home. You told me to tell him that you called. Now you don't have to tell me goodbye. You don't have to hear me cry.
Get down to John. Oh, John happens to like to do bets quite a bit, I'm told. So, John, if you're listening at the moment, just for you. Baby, I know. Right now, though, we go back to the charts, and this one doing very nicely for a young lady called Sharon Redd. Oh my goodness me, there you go. Sharon Redd and nice, very nice track, actually. Never Give Up On You, or Give You Up, whichever you prefer. Rather nice too. Got Shake and Steve is next in the sound. We're dedicated to Barney, Philip and Alice, and indeed all the crazy gang. That one came in from Barney. I know he wants to hear Long Catch. It's what we're going to play in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, though, we have Shaky Up and Coming. Don't forget our telephone line, just dropped in to remind you, 758684, if you want to phone me, 758684. It's Radio Dublin, my name is Tom Byrne, with you till 3, and it's the Radio Late Show Revival.
Just a kiss, just a smile. Just a kiss, just a smile. Hold my hand, but just once in a while. That's all I need. Just a kiss, just a smile.
Mercy, there you go. We dedicate that one to Patricia and Paul Benson. He seems to be into shaking a big way, I'm told. Keep you satisfied, and good morning to all the crazy gang, Barney, Philip and Alice from Barney. That one, Long Cash and the Wolf Tones, coming up now.
Just outside Lisbon, it's a place that's known to few, where a group of Irish rebels are held by Faulkner's crew. They are forced to live in cages like the inmates of Bellevue. We'll always see them through. The men in this vile place, they come from far and near, some from the Derry Bogside and Oma town so near, and some of them from Belfast, from the market and from the narrow streets of Ardyne and all around Tyrone. On that black day
in August, when Faulkner showed his hand, he thought that by internment he could break our gallant band. But the boys from Ballymurphy, how they showed the way that night, and they taught those English soldiers how Irish men could fight. Lunkesh has shown to everyone the system must be broke. Our dying, the new lodge and the falls will see system choke. No more the Special Powers Act, those fiends will invoke, and Lunkesh will be the hillstone on which the systems broke. A word, all Irish people, no matter civil disobedience or any other way, let's make a stand until the day each one of them are free.
Get up at night, I stand there.
Well, there's another one of those good golden oldies that you don't hear too much of, really, these days. Dwayne Eddy and the Rebelettes, as we go back to 1975, and that old song, Play Me Like You Play, that old guitar, You're Always Strumming, which is rather a nice record, I think, too. And a pity you don't hear of Dwayne anymore, but he used to have many guitar-type hits back around the late 60s, or middle 60s, or thereabouts, anyway. Coming up towards 1 a.m. this morning, and things really hotting up, you might say. Back to the country music we go. And what made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. And someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies beg me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone and I'm to blame. Too late I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
Yeah, Mr. Jerry Lee Lewis, and what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. We'll have one more track from this particular album. It's a rather nice one too. It's Roger Miller and a nice one. It's called Dang Me, or Hang Me, or Rang Me, or whatever they call it. It's good.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild, woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar sweet, so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. A pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
I lie, I lie, I lie, I lie.
Down memory lane for anyone into the old rock and roll there. The Coasters, you haven't got a year on it just yet, but it's called Poison Ivy. And I think you'll agree, a nice little classic there for you. We've got lots of rock and roll this morning, some instrumentals and others not so much on the instrumental side. Indeed, I happen to notice here on my long list of the old rock and roll ones, we have one by Duane Eddy, which was the one I played a few minutes ago there, Play Me Like You Play Your Own Guitar. The one we might feature later on this morning of the rock and roll era is 40 Miles of Bad Road by that same man. Because They're Young was another one of his big hits, and I'm sure if I looked around really carefully, I'd find another one knocking about somewhere. But that, we might get through one of those this morning, either Because They're Young or Need 40 Miles of Bad Road, one or the other. We'll check it out for you. In the meantime, we're staying back in time with this particular one from the band Squeeze. It's called Slap and Tickle, a little of each. Don't forget our telephone line is open, 758684. I want to hear from each and every one of you. Those records do play rather well, I think you'll agree with me there, but sometimes they play a little bit better when you play them at the correct speed, you see. I was only giving you the benefit of a longer type record without me interrupting, but anyway, we'll try it again. Squeeze and Slap and Tickle.
Because
To 1979, Squeeze offering you a little slap and tickle, anything welcome you might well say. It's 10 minutes after 1, 758684, and we go back to the golden age of rock and roll. That's one that should be familiar to just about everyone out there at the moment. It gets lots of airplay on all the radio stations. And that's a particular golden oldie, 1963, The Crystals, And Then He Kissed Me. Right now, though, we're going back to our chart. And indeed, if I can just cast my bewaring eye over the chart yet again, there was a new entry at number 29, one I predicted would go into the chart, and I'm glad to say it has indeed. It's Dionne Warwick, a nice young lady, and her single is called Heartbreaker. Now, I just want to say that we are going to watch this single very carefully, and perhaps it'll go that bit higher. 29, not a bad position, really, for a new entry. Next week, well, let's see, can we put another 10 paces on that one, bringing it up even higher? Anyway, you can check it out yourself. Here's Dionne, Warwick, Young Lady, Heartbreaker's the song.
I got to say it, and it's hard for me. You have me crying like I thought I would never be. Love is believe, but you let me down. How can I love you when you ain't around? And I get to the morning and you never call. Love should be everything or not at all. And it don't matter whatever you do. I made a life out of loving you. Only to find in a dream that a part of love is dying. I'm crying.
Warwick 29, a new entry, and as I said, Heartbreaker. Just enjoying my nice cup of Radio Dublin tea here at the moment. It's 16 minutes after 1 o'clock, and I thought we'd have a little Neil Diamond to cheer us up on this Thursday morning. This one's called Dancing in the Streets, and seems a good idea at the time.
Are you ready to let it happen?
I'm ready.
Everywhere. Philadelphia, PA.
Diamond dancing in the street.
Grab a girl everywhere around the world, and it's dancing in the street.
Oh, I'm getting carried away with that particular one there. Dancing in the street, Neil Diamond. We've got a lot of people out there who want a romantic record at the moment, which I think would be a good idea. Something nice and romantic, and Tina Byrne is just one of those young ladies who wants a romantic record. Wishing her all the best. That came in from Terry. And of course we couldn't forget Christine O'Sullivan and Scotty. And anyway, we will have a romantic record very, very shortly indeed. In the meantime, rock and roll is here to stay, has always been that way. And to prove it, well, here's a nice one. Bobby Day, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. Humming along. In harmony. Little bitty pretty one.
Lovely one, come sit down on my knee.
Pretty, pretty one, and the guy doing it all for you there was a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bobby Day. Right, that romantic record I've got lined up. Tina Byrne, good morning to you, and Terry, and Christine O'Sullivan, and Scotty. Oh, goodness gracious me. Romance is in the air, and how many more people have this romantic idea? I wonder. Hope this will do for you, folks.
On a day like today, will you pass the time away? Writing love letters in the sand. How you love cried each time I saw the tide. Take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would ever be true, but somehow that vow, it meant nothing to you. Now my broken heart aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
That's George Jones. We got a request coming up now for Jenny and Matthew, so get yourselves ready for that. And indeed, that will be coming up very, very shortly. White Lightning, a rather nice record. Indeed, we'll play one more country track for you. Ah, yes, I know you want that one. We'll play one more country track for you, and then we'll have that request for Jenny and Matthew. So right after this, we will have that request, okay? More country music on the Radio Late Show Revival. Radio Dublin, AM and FM.
I heard the front door closing softly as I'm waking from my sleep. With the last touch of her lips, Lord, like a whisper on my just leaving. But come sundown, she'll be gone. See the lipstick, see the lipstick on the pillow that I placed beneath her head, and the soft sheets still feel warm though, where she lay upon.
Come sundown and she'll be gone. That's a guy called Bobby Bear who went on to make many, many great hits, but that particular one there, I think, rather nice. Now to my dedication here, request that came in over the phone. It's for Jenny and Matthew, and Jenny is in Bagot Street Hospital, I'm told, at the moment, so do get well soon, Jenny, won't you? Of course you will. And by the way, that request came in from her family and all the staff of AIB in Grafton Street. Especially, and these are the staff, I'm told, Carmel, Josephine, Audrey and Sandra, and her friend Richard Gavin. Good morning to you, Richard. I know you're listening at the moment, and indeed we all wish Jenny to get well very, very soon indeed. It says, please play something nice, which is why I've left it till now, because I have the very record especially for Jenny, and I hope she's going to like this. And we can't leave Matthew out either on that one, so good morning to everyone we just mentioned a couple of seconds ago. And the record, well, we've just changed over that Glenn Curtin single, and there's a nice one on the far side, which I think is kind of romantic. Maybe there's a bit of romance there between Jenny and Matthew. I would imagine there might be something going. So if so, this would be the most appropriate record I could find. It's called Remember You're Mine.
Remember.
Be faithful, darling, while you're away. For when it's summer, a heart can stray. And though I'll miss you, have a wonderful time. But remember, darling, if you go dancing and he holds you tight, and lips are tempted on a summer night, your heart beats faster when the stars start to shine. But remember, darling, remember your mind.
Very especially for Jenny, Matthew, and all those people we mentioned indeed a couple of minutes ago there, the AIB in Grafton Street, Carmel, Josephine, Audrey, Sandra, and Richard Gavin. And indeed, we will keep going and wishing Jenny to get well really, really soon. And Glenn Curtin sounding very, very like a certain person. If I said Pat Boone, you'd say yes indeed. Well, here's Pat, the very same song.
Be ye faithful, darling, while you're away. For when it's summer, I stray, and though I miss you, have a wonderful time. But remember, darling, remember your mind. If you go dancing and lips are tempting on a summer night, your heart beats faster when the stars start to shine. Just remember, darling, remember your. I'll be lonely, I'll be blue, but I promise I'll be true. When though I miss you, have a wonderful time. Just remember, darling, remember your mind.
From Glenn Curtin to that particular one there by Pat Boone, same record. And I don't really see the similarity. I think Glenn does a little bit better. A bit prejudiced, like, you know, but not to worry anyway. We say good morning to Alice, to Mari, Vera, Rita in Santry, Michelle in Coolock, Barney in Casablanca, Archie, John in Private Security, Banjo and Flick. Oh, goodness me. Mick in VIP, Willie and Martin in Precision Plastics, and indeed all the crazy gang, the too numerous to mention, and we forgot Crowbar and Edel. We just couldn't forget Edel because I know she listens in each and every morning. And by the way, that one came in from Philip. He was on the phone there earlier on. We have Smokey coming up shortly for Pat and Banjo, so that'll be something to look forward to. In the meantime, we'll also say good morning to Tracy Evans. She asked me to play something this morning. I thought this would be rather nice.
I would like to express my thanks. I trusted you implicitly, but what a double crosser you turned out to be. Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can't fly. I'm in love and it's a crying shame. And I know that you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight. I meet her every morning about a 8:30. Well, I'm acting like a lovesick fool. You even got me carrying her books to school. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You mixed me up but good right from the very start. Hey now, go play Robin Hood with somebody else's heart. You got me jumping like a crazy clown, and I don't feature what you're putting down. Well, since I kissed her love and lips and wives, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Like like a crazy clown. And I don't feature what you're putting down. Hey, since I kissed your love and lived so wide, the thing that bothers me is that I like it fine. Hey, hey, set me free. A stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Hey, hey, you set me free. Well, stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Oh, she'll kill me tomorrow. Not to worry anyway, for Tracy Evans, good morning to you. Yes, indeed, that's Stupid Cupid, and goes back in time. And, of course, Neil Sedaka doing that particular one for you. Right now, though, it's exactly 20 minutes away from 2 a.m., and I'm with you till 3. My name is Tom Byrne. This is Radio Dublin, AM and FM you're listening to. And, of course, if I fail to mention Radio Dublin internationally, it was only a slip of the tongue, believe me. More rock and roll this time, a duo. They're called the Everly Brothers. Susie, wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked. Our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Nearly got caught napping on that in there. Wake up, little Susie, from the Everly Brothers, back to the Golden Age of Rock and Roll. They sang all about the young kids of the time, and they were kind of unique for that. But rather good, I think, and more coming from them a little later on this morning. And if I can just remind you once again, 7586841, not too often heard on Radio Dublin. Rather nice, though. From the Eagles, it's Life in the Fast Lane.
She held him up and he held her for ransom. And I, oh,
Right, there you go, the Eagles, and I played that right to the end there because it's rather a good one too. It's called Life in the Fast Lane, and indeed we'll dedicate that one to an ex-disc jockey here from Radio Dublin. Haven't heard from him in a long, long time. Maybe he's listening this morning, and his name there is Cyril Walsh. Right, because I know he happened to like that particular one, and I used to play it from time to time when we were on the old radio together. Right now, though, it's back to the music we have lined up, back to the charts, actually, and just running very roughly down my chart here just to see can I find this particular one, because it's not what you'd call one of my favourites, but it's certainly one that we should look out for in the charts, because it's bound to do something rather urgently, you might say. I don't just happen to spot it here at this. Oh, indeed I do. Yes, here it is. It's in there at number 6. When I say it's not doing anything spectacular, it only jumps from 16 to number 6. It jumps at 10 places. It's Tears for Fears, the name of the band, and the name of the single. Well, would you believe something that we're all living in right now? Mad World. Well, when you start thinking about jumps from 16 to 6, it's well worth looking at, believe me. Yes, indeed, it's A Mad World, name of the song. And the band, well, an unusual name, actually, Tears for Fears. Well, that's one of my favorites there from Jimmy Buffett, and it's called Rock and Roll Livingston Saturday Night or something similar along that line. Don't forget our telephone line is still open and will remain so. 758684. Now, to slow the mood down a little, give you some relaxation at almost 11 minutes away from 2. No, Christmas me, 6 minutes away from 2.
Lightning Express from the depot so grand had started out on its way. All of the passengers that were on board seemed to be happy and gay. But one little boy who sat by himself was reading a letter he had. You could plainly tell by the look on his face that the contents of it made him sad. The stern old conductor then started his round, taking tickets from everyone there. And finally reaching the side of the boy, he gruffly demanded his fare. I have no ticket, the boy then replied, but I'll pay you back someday. Then I'll put you off at the next stop we make. But he stopped when he heard the boy say, please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. The best friend I have in this world, sir, is waiting for me in pain, expecting to die any moment, sir, and may not live through the day. I wanna reach home and kiss mother goodbye before God takes her away. A girl sitting near was heard to exclaim, if you put him off, it's a shame. Taking his hat, a collection she made, the boy's way was paid on the train. I'm obliged to you, miss, for your kindness to me. You're welcome, she said, never fear. Each time the conductor would pass through the car, the boy's words would ring in his ear. Please, Mr. Conductor, don't put me off of this train. The best friend I have in this world, sir, is waiting for me.
Well, it's those two brothers again, you see. They're at it again, may I say. That one is called, if I can just find it now, I think it's called the Midnight Express, or something similar to there. Would you believe it? I'm looking up and down here, and I can't find it anywhere, but it's there somewhere. Yes, the Lightning Express. I have found it at long last. And the Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, doing it particularly nice one there too. Right, now, where was I before I was interrupted there? It's almost 2 o'clock. We have a...